Prefin Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città, and today I'm in company of the three actors of Four Kings, directed by Teresa von Heltz, Jella Ase, Moritz Loy, and Clemens Schick. So welcome, guys. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Hi.
So for our listeners who haven't watched the film, could you please give a brief introduction of your roles, of your characters? Jella, do you want to start?
Yeah, my character is Lara. She's a young, really tough girl. But basically, she's kind of sad in a way. And she tries to hide that by being really mean sometimes. And yeah, but I think she brings some kind of lightness into the movie. So you can laugh also with her.
I'm playing Dr. Wolf, and there's a situation that Christmas is coming up, and these three guys, they're already in the clinic, and I decided that another one, the character is called Timo, that he's coming from another part of the clinic into this part where the other three are. Is it sort of an experiment? I decided to be with those four characters over Christmas, and lots of things going to happen. I don't want to tell what, because it would be lighting up a secret, so...
We don't want to spoil anything.
No. My character is Fedja, and Fedja is in two worlds. He lives in two worlds, and in his own world, and yeah, he's very afraid about life. That's all.
I was talking to Teresa before, and I was citing something that the doctor says. To Fedja, actually, if I remember correctly, he says that the things that makes you hard now are the things that will make you special when you grow up. And this is, I think that's the message of the film. I mean, it makes you realize that sometimes you really struggle to life, but then you will realize in the end that you're something special and you should, and it helps you grow up in a way. So I don't know what you think about it.
I totally agree. It's like when you're young, you don't want to be special.
No.
You don't want to be the one and only. You don't want to be the one everybody looks from the crowd. But later on, you discover that have a special character or certain habitudes that might be something very positive in life, and that's something Dr. Wolf can tell them from his own experience. What they're experiencing now. But he's older, so he can tell them that.
And he can actually teach some way the guys that you don't have to be perfect, you know. He knows that he's a good psychiatrist, but he might not be a good father. And that's something that Lara helps him to realize.
Yeah. And I think this is a really special and moving scene. I think it touched me really when we were playing it and also when I saw it. And yeah, they all can learn from each other. I mean, Dr. Wolf is a grown up, but still he can learn from this little Lara in this situation. And they meet on the same, wie sagt man, Höhe, Augenhöhe.
Level.
They meet on the same level, and that's the special thing about their relationship, even though, of course, he still stays the doctor.
So what do you think, guys, that the kids are going to ask you? What do you think? What do you expect from this meeting?
I have no idea, and I'm really curious, and I'm looking forward to meet them now.
Yeah.
And to see what they're going to ask. And now they're calling us, so we have to go, unfortunately.
Thank you so much, and good luck for the film.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Have a nice time.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.